Early, An Intimate History of Premature Birth and What It Teaches Us About Being Human, by Sarah DiGregorio. Read by Anne-Marie Gideon. Author's Note. Throughout this book, for flow and simplicity, I refer to preterm babies as preterm, premature, or more casually, preemies. The current medical term is preterm, not premature. But since they are both commonly used in the vernacular, I use them both. In some cases, I refer to a fetus as a baby, because that is how some people think of their fetuses, especially as the pregnancy progresses. In some instances, I have used it to accurately describe the way parents thought of their pregnancies. In places, there are references to pregnant women instead of pregnant people, which might be read as conflating womanhood and the biological capacity for pregnancy, which is not always the case. Trans men and non-binary people can also get pregnant and experience everything that pregnancy might entail, and I hope people of all genders will feel included by this book. If there's one thing I have learned, it's that good physicians do not always agree. In fact, they more often disagree. The scientific and medical information in this book is as accurate as possible at the time of this writing. It changes all the time, but it is not comprehensive. I have not covered every possible iteration of preterm birth, nor is this a book to turn to for medical advice. If you are in need of medical advice, the very best thing you can do is ask your clinician, who knows your child, who is unique in the world. Show up with a notebook and pen, and don't be afraid to keep asking questions until you understand. One name has been changed, and several last names omitted to protect privacy. Some details have been omitted for the same reason, but nothing inaccurate has been added. Interviews have been condensed and edited for clarity. Finally, there are parts of this book that might not be comfortable for pregnant people to hear. There are parts that might be hard on parents whose babies are still in the neonatal intensive care unit, NICU. It's true that giving birth prematurely is frightening, and there can be long-term health implications. But the larger, overarching truth is this. The vast majority of babies born prematurely go on to live happy, healthy lives. No one wants to see their child face challenges. But the better information and support you have, the easier everything will be. Prologue. One Birth. The NICU is a strong, strange, powerful place. There is probably no eerier place in a hospital than the NICU. One enters thinking that one is prepared to see tiny babies, but the babies are unimaginably tiny. They are magical. The babies seem almost, but not quite human, almost, but not quite fetal. In their chimerical, half-human, half-machine state, they seem not only helpless and pitiful, but also exotic, threatening, futuristic, feral, untamed, barbarous. And yet, these are just babies. They are real little people, and this spaceship, this high-tech roller coaster, this cyber womb, is their introduction to life on Earth. Dr. John D. Lantos, The Lazarus Case, Life and Death Issues in Neonatal Intensive Care. This isn't the story of one birth. It's the story of millions of births. But for me, it started with Mira. The first time I saw my daughter, she was wrapped in a pink and blue striped hospital blanket, the same one that bundles every infant in every photo on Facebook. She was briefly held aloft for me to see by a nurse who was hustling her out of the operating room. My memory of the moment is unreliable. I know she was intubated, but I don't remember the tube down her throat, as though some kind of sensor in my mind has blacked it out. I can't remember anything about the way she looked, only the impossible science fiction smallness of her, a 1-pound, 13-ounce baby, the blur of scrubs in motion, and the way my husband's face crumpled like a piece of paper at the sight of her, the way his head fell into his hands. Separated from my numbed bottom half by a hanging blue sheet, I felt weirdly calm, set apart from the proceedings.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?